I hear little reindeer, Raza.
What's up, fool? Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Happy Kwanzaa. Feliz Rey de los Magos. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. Happy Hanukkah. I don't know what they practice in. I don't know the other religion. Happy Saturnalia for the true pagans out there, man. What's up, fool? I hear, man. Christmas Eve.
Yeah, man.
This is Christmas Eve, man. A lot of our listeners right now, they're making tamales right now. They're trying to get their last minutes of trying to be nice.
For the year?
For reals, man. Usually by New Year's, between New Year, Christmas Eve, and I would say Christmas, New Year's Eve, people are the nicest. I mean, they are the nicest. I get a lot of excuse me's on that one.
The rest of the year, fuck it, but...
No, but the rest of the... For real, man, everybody has a... I feel like there is a Christmas spirit, you know? Or maybe if you're not believing in Christmas, there is a Hanukkah spirit, or there is a spirit of everybody being warm and being nice. Everybody's feeding the homeless, you know? But let me tell you, man, on Thanksgiving and on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, that's when people remember the homeless the most. It's like... Let's feed the homeless. You see all these actors at the Midnight Mission giving out turkey. You don't see those food the rest of the year. I don't think they exit off the freeway. I don't think most of the people who are feeding the homeless on Christmas Day, I don't think they ever exit off San Pedro or wherever took the Los Angeles exit off the Broadway and made a right turn.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Central, but, right there by Skid Row?
But everybody's all nice, man. Do you get that feeling, too, during the holidays? Do you try to be nicer, or do you just don't care?
No, I care. I try to be nice all year, dude, and I feel that all these people that try to be nice the last 2 weeks of the year or the last 2 months are full of shit, dog.
They just want presents, huh?
Hell yeah, and they'd go feed homeless, or I'm right here with cancer kids just for photo ops, dog.
I know, photo ops. That's it, man. Because, man, when last year I went to donate blood, but I don't think I donated blood. I didn't donate blood. But I was hanging out like I did. But I just...
You didn't give up a pint?
I don't think what I... I don't even know. I didn't even do no comedy. No, I just was there hanging out. I talked to some kids, man. You know, some kids recognized me.
Made a little crafts.
But for the most part, I didn't donate no blood. But I was there, man, for the cancer kids. I was there taking a photo with Danny Trejo. Pretty much the whole cast of Sons of Anarchy was there that are not going to make it to the last episode.
Is that the one you did at the Children's Hospital?
Yeah, that was last year.
Oh, that's cool.
But when I go donate my time, I go to the Laugh Factory. If anybody out there, if you guys know a homeless guy or you feel the need to be thankful or helpful for somebody, pick up a guy that you know, like just a guy out there that you want invite to your house for Thanksgiving, or he might be a little not too clean, you know. You know,
a little rough around the edges.
Rough around the edges, you know. His teeth are filled with kernel plaque.
Just caked on that moment.
Yeah, man. Go. You know what? This is what you could do, man. Pick up a U-Haul truck and start picking up all the homeless people around your neighborhood, and take them all to the Laugh Factory and drop them off. And make them stand in line and feed them for a free Christmas dinner with turkey and the fixings. And then pick them up later on, man, and drop them off wherever they want to go. You know, a lot of these homeless people who are at these places, like the Midnight Mission, who are at these places for the Laugh Factory or all these other places, they know where they're at. Like, they don't have internet, but they know where there is. You know, like, they know, okay, oh, it's Christmas Day, man. I'm gonna go watch Paul Mooney and Paul Rodriguez on Christmas Day at the Laugh Factory and eat some turkey and get free toys.
The entertainment for the year, eh?
And they know that because some of them show up with free blankets or free sweaters from another place, and they're talking to each other. Oh, man, you got to get there, man. They stop giving away blankets at 7 p.m., and that's how the... I guess word on the streets are.
That's not the whole underground community of homeless people, huh?
Yeah, man. And there used to be a guy And they used to go to the South to Skid Row every year, right before the Christmas holidays. They used to call him Cadillac Man. And Cadillac Man would stand right there next to his Cadillac, and there'd be a line of homeless people, and that fool would give out $10 each.
Are you serious?
$10 each. $10, $10, $10. I think he must have given away like around $10,000 in Damn. $10 bills. And that's what he'll do. He'll go there every year, and they'll go, Cadillac Man's over there. Cadillac Man. And the Cadillac Man will get out of his Cadillac and give away $10 bills. But that was not his nickname. They give him that nickname. But every, during the holidays, I'm not making this up, Google that motherfucker. Cadillac Man will show up to South Central, come out of the Cadillac like Colonel Sanders, and give away $10. A lot of you guys saying, $10? They're going to spend it all on crack. But you know what? Maybe they are. But, you know, it doesn't matter what they spend it on. You know, he gave away $10. But me personal, myself, being a crackhead, my ex-crackhead myself, unless you got some or I fall off the wagon sooner or later.
But this fool.
Today I'm not, because one day at a time, and today I'm not going to do it. But see, $10, when you're like, to you it's like $10, like what? What's $10? Well, $10 to you is $10 because you have $20 in your pocket. You know, you have a five, that'll make it 15. But to not have no money and $10 is it? Shit, man.
The jackpot.
You got to buy yourself. First of all, I will break it down like this, bro. If I was homeless and I had a crack problem, I would put five away just for crack right away, okay? And I would hook up with like at least 10 more crack, five crackers that I know, right? And I would say, man, all we need is $5 from each of you guys. And we're going to buy a big, fat 25, all right? That's a $25 piece of crack with all our $5 together, okay? We'll go to the homie that always takes care of homie. You give him a little story. The guy that we always go to and go, homie, don't you know me? The guy that we make him laugh all the time, you know? We might go, hey, man, it's five of us. We're trying to get a $25 piece. Can you give us a double up since it's the holidays? You know what I mean?
Like Cadillac Man.
Because Cadillac Man just gave us $10. All we need is $5. So, you know, it'll happen. We'll get a $50 rock, and then we'll split it between the two of us. Now we each have $10 piece. And now I will save mine to the end of the night when nobody has any, and I'll make a $20 off that $5. I sell it for a whole 20. I would just smoke a little piece and save the rest for the middle of the night, and I'll fucking sell it for a whole $20. So I could have $20 to start off with a $20 in the morning, you know? Because I started off with 10 in the afternoon. You know, I'm homeless. I got to make my money back. I got to have a 20. I got to have 10. I know that I got to have $20 every day to survive. I do. That's my per diem. So now I still have the 15, bro, right? I still have the 15 because I pitched in with a five to buy that crack. There's still $15 left. Shit. Those $15, you know, one of those $5 is going to go for just beer and cigarettes. I'm going to go to the liquor store and buy, like, some St. Ives for $1.50, bro. And I might buy a cheap pack of cigarettes from Doro or those cheaper cigarettes, bro. Now, I still have $10 left, I think. Yeah, I do. Now those $10. No. I only have $5 because they only give me 10. So, but I'm gonna be all right, man. Because that's what I would do, you know. Only a fool would spend that whole $10 on crack right away. So if you're thinking about, he's gonna spend the whole thing on crack. No, he's not. No, he's not, man. He is not gonna spend the whole thing on crack. He'll spend $5 to make 20 the next day and still have $5. And from those $5, he'll probably just spend $2 on a nice 40. Then a $3 left. $3 left. He'll probably hook up with another guy with $3 and another guy, and he'll buy a fat 10, bro. That's how crack mathematical it works. What's up, Fool Podcast, man?
Yeah, man.
Happy holidays, everybody. We're at, man. Did you ever like want something for Christmas really bad and didn't get it? Like, when you fall snub?
Every year, dog.
For real? Like, what do you remember you hinting to your parents that you wanted?
Fuck a Nintendo, dog.
Ooh. Me too. Not me a Nintendo, man. I wanted an Atari 2600.
Damn, dude.
And that shit was expensive even back then, bro.
It was an Indy 500 on it.
It was $139.
Damn, dude.
And then it was dropped down to $99.
That was the 80s right there, huh?
Yes. And then that shit will come with Pac-Man and Barnstorming. And I wanted it so bad, and my mom never bought it, dude. And I would give her, like, I would, like, clip, I'd be, like, clipping coupons, you know, from different places where it was on sale.
Toys
and then I'd fold it up and put it in her purse. Yeah, man, I'm buying tortilla, but whoops! Here's a coupon for $75 for a Atari 2600. I never got that shit, man. I was so pissed off. My worst Christmas, though, was, ooh, this shit fucking sucked.
What happened, bro?
I still remember, like, it was yesterday. My brother, bro, for Christmas got bicycles. Some Huffies with banana seats. Dirt bikes, bro. Badass bikes. And I got pajamas and checkers.
Did you get to ride it at least, or what?
Hell no, after they were done, bro.
Oh, damn.
Pajamas and checkers, bro. I was thinking to myself, what am I going to do? Spend my whole year in Kaiser after this? Am I going to be bedridden, bro? What the fuck?
This fool said bedridden, dog.
Fucking checkers and fucking pajamas, bro. I felt like I got robbed, bro. I felt like I got swindled, bro. Bamboozled, bro. Led astray, run amok. Fucking pajamas, dog. You ever got a whack-ass present like that?
Hell yeah. Fool, I got fucking just like underwears, dude, and fucking like, you know, fucking slippers.
Fucking trusas.
Retarded ass shit, fool.
Just like that clothes, like that, no toy?
Yeah, like you're already 19, dude. What do you need?
Well, as a kid, though, you got everything you wanted?
Pretty much, dude. I didn't really fucking want one of those fools that wanted a bunch of shit, dude, all the time.
Or you were like me, man. They told you no, so you stopped asking?
Shit, I would even fucking ask, dog. I'd be try to get on my bike and take off. I don't want to fucking be there all day.
At least you had a bike, bro. I didn't get my bike. You didn't hear, just got pajamas and checkers.
That was the only thing I really wanted, was a bike just to get the fuck out of the house, dog.
Fuck that, man. I used to just walk, bro. Walk to the point of realize, okay, if I walk further, I run away.
I used to hate fucking. I still hate walking, dog.
I used to hate being at home, man.
Oh, it's the worst, dude. You feel trapped. As a kid?
I used to believe in Santa Claus, though.
To win, bro.
So my dad showed up and passed out and fell on top of the Christmas tree, bro.
Throw the bed away.
And peed on it. Nah, he never passed out like that or through the Christmas tree or nothing like that.
Or through the Christmas.
But I did see somebody throw a Christmas tree, bro.
Through a window or just through the
house?
Yeah,
man. Big dog, bro.
What happened?
We were with house fucking.
Big dog.
Bro. We were eating eggnog. That fool had that eggnog, bro, with a nun.
Rompope,
bro. The original fucking Mexican eggnog. Rompope with the fucking nun. Santa something. Santa Cruda. Santa Rosa, bro. If you guys don't know, man, it was these nuns from, I think, from the Dominican Republic, and they made this special eggnog, you know, at this church. It got so good, they started selling it, man. So Catholics always promoting alcohol, man, for us. Eggnog. Rompope.
And what happened to that fool's pad, dude?
I don't know what happened, man. That fool started getting loaded, and he fucking picked up the Christmas tree, like, under the giant, Hulk Hogan style, and threw it out the window, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and nobody ever picked it up. I will come back later, and that tree was still out the window, bro. All you saw was a wood. The cross?
The tree was right there on the ground going, what did I do?
The tree is over there going, man, what did I do? You're a mean man, Mr. Foo.
Fucking the Grinch that fucking stole Christmas, dog.
The Grinch that stole fucking Hanukkah and Los Reyes Magos, bro.
So that fool just grabbed it and tossed it?
He tossed that shit, bro.
No screams or nothing or what?
Ah, fuck that. There ain't no holidays.
There was one till you threw it out of here. Eh?
I don't even know, man. Holiday and like when you go to Europe means a vacation.
Hell yeah, dude.
So yeah, we're man, we're celebrating holiday. The Christmas vacations. What's up with fools talking about, man, they took it away my Christmas.
Oh, with that whole bullshit with the Starbucks cup and all that shit. Come on, fool. I think Christmas is what you have inside you, dude. And it's more. I think it's more for little kids. I mean, it's cool to, you know, eat all the foods. You know, the fat white lady snacks, those are bombs.
Who's gonna hear deep?
nah, fool, but you know what I mean. Come on, dog.
But some fools do get
fools mad. Are crying, though. But, Dick, I mean, come on, fool. Like, dude, you have to go to school and see that shit. You got to be, it's like, whatever you want, dog. It's up to you, fool. Nobody's robbing you. It's like somebody coming in robbing your imagination or taking your brain. Come on, dog. Enough of that bullshit. Why are you crying, dog? After you're 18, dude, you're too old to cry, fool.
I know, man. We should start sending out Christmas holidays, but don't put our trees on it. Just put red ones and blue ones.
We need to come out with the What's Up Fool podcast Kleenex boxes.
We should, man.
Fuck with all these fucking tears. I mean, fool, I got a lot of shit to cry about, but I can't cry, fool. You'll laugh out my ass, dog. You know, fool? And we can't even bag on people, fool. Like, fools, all, dude, everybody cries about everything, fool. And now crying about Christmas. Dude, what a fucking baby, dog.
I know, man. You know how many people in my family, man, they go to church at midnight?
For what, fool?
Do they try to drag you to school? Vamos a la ¿Cómo está? La misa de la medianoche.
They used to, dude, but now they're more like, dude, this is all bullshit, dog. I think the more and more they see shit going, fuck, dog. They hoodwinked our ass for 50 years, and now in their 60s are going, all right, time to calm down with this bullshit, fool.
Yeah, we go to Las Posadas.
Yeah, we used to go to all that shit, fool. But then, you know.
Las Posadas is like this traditional Catholic tradition where when you walk around, somebody's holding a little donkey, right? A little donkey with Joseph and Mary, and they're singing songs. It's like they're doing the pilgrimage. The last night before Jesus was born, when Joseph and Mary were going door to door, asking people if they can lay up, right? And they kept saying no and no. And finally, in the fourth or third house, someone said, yeah, man, you can sleep in my barn.
That's how she got pregnant.
Imagine. Like, that's how bad the world was back then, bro.
It's even worse now, fool.
You're trying to have this baby to be born, but nobody giving you shelter.
Hell no.
I have a baby to be born. Get the fuck out of here, man. What are you, Muslim?
It was Jesus, dog.
What are you, Jewish? Get out of here. What are you, Catholic? We're not Catholic. We're Protestant. We're not Jewish. Get out of here, you know?
Move it.
Move it. Get out of here. We don't believe in anything. We don't believe in nothing. That baby can't be born here. But sir, it's gonna be the Son of God. Shut your ass. You lie, motherfucker.
Some other fool got your lady pregnant.
Yeah, so we celebrate that whole program the whole night because, you know, they were going door to door. Can you help us? Can you help us? They said, no, no. And finally, the last house said, yeah, sleep in my barn. So we celebrate that. And we celebrate that we go door to door. En nombre del cielo, yo pido posada. Then the rest is, I'd like to spend a night here.
Oh, we got a phone call?
Oh, we have a phone call. Cleo, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
From the Netherlands.
Yeah, man.
Hello.
We got it?
What's up, fool? What's up?
Yo, hello, Cleo. A little scratchy.
We can hear you, barely hear you. Damn. You're coming in rough. Can you hear us? Maybe you lower the radio.
Wait.
Oh, we got you.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm doing now with over the laptop microphone. So, hi, Felipe.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's happening, Cleo?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to you too, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
So, Feliz Navidad, right?
Yes, Feliz Navidad. That's how you say it.
Do I have the right microphone?
Yes, you do.
Well, what's up, guys?
What's up? We're just talking about how people celebrate different holidays all over the world. Like, we were talking about how in Mexico we celebrate Las Posadas. It's like a tradition where we celebrate the pilgrimage of Joseph and Mary, how they went door to door asking people, hey, can we spend the night? We have a baby to be born. Nah, next. And then it goes to the second door, and they finally said, nah. Then the third house said, because the third one's a charm, and that's the better way to tell the story, they said, yes, but you can sleep in our barn. So we have a party. We Catholics, I don't know, the Spain started it.
Yeah, it's a Latin American.
So it's a Latin thing where we go door to door and we sing, "Can we spend the night here?" in Spanish. This is a traditional song. Then they sing back to us. They say, "No, get out of here." And then we sing another one to the next one. "Could we spend the night here?" in Spanish. They said, "No, we can't." Then the third one, finally they said, "Yeah." And we all start singing the "Yeah, we could spend the night here" song. And they give away, there's piñatas there. There's food. And there's hot chocolate. And there's gifts at the last house for everybody in the party. But I used to know, because I'm Catholic. I used to be an altar boy. And I used to know who ran the posadas too. I used to know what house was going to be the house.
The last house?
The last house. So by the time everybody got there, I'm already standing in line, bro.
I guess we have something similar here, but we also have a holiday before Christmas, and that's always celebrated on the 5th of December, and that is called Santa Claus. So you have Santa Claus at Christmas, but we have the Dutch version. That's a saint, and he comes from Turkey, and he brings a little, well, it's a sort of, how do you call it, controversy these days, because he brings little black peas, and they say those were slaves.
Negro Pedro.
Yes. And so it's rather a point of discussion at this moment in the Netherlands, because people are against it and people are for it.
You heard of that?
But yeah.
That's just bull fucking shit, because it's a holiday for children. So if grown-ups want to fight over shit like that, they can do that on another place, but not on holiday that's meant for children. So we celebrate Santa Claus. On December 5th. After that, we are allowed, quote, end quote, to set up the Christmas tree. So while the Americans will start Christmas season December 1st, we will start Christmas season after December 5th.
So the holiday, it's very controversial right now, because there's a lot of white Dutch people, blackface, right?
Yes.
Like the first time I heard about that was in a movie with Denzel Washington. No. With Tom Cruise and Anthony Bourdain. Mm-hmm. Not Anthony Bourdain. I keep saying Anthony Bourdain. Was that guy, what's his name?
What was it about?
Oh, David Sedaris.
No.
What?
The one with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
Collateral.
Collateral Damage?
No, it's called Collateral.
Collateral, but that actor from Spain, he was in a movie. He's married to that pretty actress from Spain.
Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem is in it, right? And he talks about that, he said, "Have you heard the story of Santa Claus?" And he said, to Jamie Foxx, "No." Well, in Mexico, there's a legend that Santa Claus had a helper named Negro Pedro, which is Negro.
Black Pete?
Was it Black Pete? And Black Pete will show up, and he'll because Santa Claus had a list of all the good people, but Black Pete had a list of all the bad people. So that's the legend, that he would just go around there and start snatching all the bad kids.
Oh, so that's why they creep out and they roam the streets.
Yeah, is that what happens over there too?
Yes, that happens here too, but Black Pete will snap the naughty children and put it in a bag and throw it on a boat, and I guess they will be brought to Spain. But the people who are against it will say, well, they snatched the naughty children to be sold again as slaves. So it's a very controversial story, a very hot topic at this moment here.
Damn.
So it's not really Christmas puberty or something like that.
You're gonna turn your ass into a gift.
Yeah, they will say, yeah, I'm not sure what they say over there about what naughty children get. Well, they get a piece of coal or something like that. Well, here they get snatched, put in a bag, on a boat, and they'll be sold as slaves. So We have very nice children over here around to December.
Some are scared too, though.
We need Black Pete in the U.S.
What's up, man? Krampus is kind of getting me. Do you know who Krampus is over there too?
I've seen one picture actually yesterday, and I'm like, I don't like horror. It scares me. So when I see something that's
you heard of Krampus?
Yeah, I heard of that fool.
Yeah, when it's creepy, then I just cover my eyes because I'm too scared to watch.
How you celebrating Christmas?
Well,
you have a tree?
Yes, I have a big tree. I have all the decorations. So that's everything is the same as you have. You have the songs. We have the, what's his name, Dean Martin and David Bowie singing their duet on the piano. I'm not sure if you know that part, but it's a very Christmassy spirit over here. I like Christmas. I always have a sad feeling when I have to break down the tree.
Oh, yeah, me too.
My house is empty.
Wow.
You would get that feeling when you're taking down a tree? I grew up in the housing projects in Pico Gardens in East or Boyle Heights. And we had a different feeling when I was a kid. Like we would take down a tree because they were real trees. But we would get all the trees together and put them on top of this slide. And we'll burn them all together, mm-hmm. man. Let me tell you, Christmas trees light up fast.
Hell yeah, dude. Mad flames.
And we have, do you celebrate, by the way, New Year's
Eve? Yes. New Year's Eve.
Yeah, with fireworks and shit like that.
Fireworks and people actually shoot off guns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, we don't have guns, yo.
It used to be worse back then, huh?
There's no guns in the Netherlands, huh?
No, there are no guns in Netherlands. You have to have a permit, and you're only allowed to carry a gun when you're going or coming from the shooting range. And that route that you're taking has to be preset. So you always have to get the fastest route to the gun range. You're not allowed to take a diversion, how you call it.
Damn.
That's some efficient gun control right there. We need that and Black Pete.
So the only people who are allowed to carry guns, physical guns, are the police and the riot police. And people who are going hunting are have a special permit. But they will be watched and monitored very closely. There are not much shootings of people done by civilians here in the Netherlands.
No, not here in America, man. You could buy bullets in a vending machine.
Hell yeah, Walmart.
First time I shot my first gun. I can't remember which one it was. I was more surprised about the sound it made. This is, again, not a very Christmas feeling. Sorry, but I shot the gun and I said, I swore like very loud and I said, God damn! But I liked it. I liked it a lot.
You shot a gun before, Rodrigo?
I shot a grip of guns, dude.
I don't like it, man, because it hurts my hand, man.
Yeah?
It hurts my hand.
Dude, I don't want to sound crazy or anything.
I don't like the feeling of my hand, you know, like vibrating.
No? It's cool, but it's like, I don't think, if you ain't a cop, dude, and you ain't out there hunting shit, you don't need a gun, dude. I don't give a fuck what anybody says, dude.
You need a gun, bro. What if fucking Black Pete showed up to your house?
Then you're going to tell Black Pete, I don't know where you get your information from, Black Pete, but I've been fucking good for the last 5 years, dog. Where's that weed, Black Pete? Where's that hash, dog?
Pedro Negro.
Oh, Pedro Negro, yeah.
Do you guys have the same one, Mom? Do you like that? What's your favorite Christmas song? Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
No, I'm very traditional about things like that. I like White Christmas by Bing Crosby. And I like the name of the guy, Wham.
George Michael?
Yes, last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
It kept that fool jerking off over here in restrooms and shit at a park in LA.
Last Christmas, so he was caught really in like the park.
The song I really hate, the second I hear that on the radio, I just turn off the radio or I just go out of the store, is Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea. I fucking hate that song.
Never heard of that song.
I've heard of it, but I don't. One of those stupid-ass filler songs, dude.
Don't listen to it. Whatever you do, do not listen to it. I hate it. It's like, driving home for Christmas, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Get the fuck home. Terrible.
So will you live at Rotterdam?
No, I don't live at Rotterdam. I know you have been in Rotterdam a few days. I live in Maastricht. That's about two and a half hours away from Rotterdam. I live in the most southern part of the Netherlands.
Oh.
How's the weather out there right now, Cleo?
Fucking cold.
Totally got the real Christmas spirit on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love her Christmas.
So when are you guys coming back to the Netherlands?
When are we going, producer? Maybe next year, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, great. Well, let's hope that when you're going to the Netherlands, I'll be there because I'm going to Australia and Bangkok now the next year.
Awesome.
Awesome. I'm trying to make it out to Melbourne, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Melbourne Comedy Festival in August.
I'm going there in October, so I'm probably just missing that.
Yeah, man. Give us a yeah, man. What's up, fool?
Oh, my God. I just love it. I just love you guys. Oh, my God.
We love you, too. Thank you for listening.
Hell, yeah. Thank you for all the shout-outs and all the retweets and all the love. And
thank you for that beautiful birthday present you sent me. I never expected to have that Happy Birthday Cleo written on it. That was actually such a big surprise. I was totally like in awe. And my youngest son said to me, I know that guy.
All right.
That's cool, dude.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Cleo.
Thank you. And have a very Merry Christmas to you, your wife, the lovely what's her name? Lisa.
Lisa.
Yes. And everyone you love. Also for you, Rodriguez, for you and everyone you love.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, people from Europe are so polite, huh, fool?
I'm from Ireland. Ireland, girl. Glenn.
Glenn, mate.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Hell yeah, dog.
What's up, guy?
How's everything, man? Tell me you have a beer on you right now.
Yeah, man, I'm drinking a fucking Heineken. I got a big Moroccan spluff sitting right here, dog.
Top of the morning to you.
It's fucking dog. 8:45 at night over here, dog, man. Fuck that.
In reverse.
It's 8 p.m. over there, right? 9:45.
Yeah, no, almost 9.
So what's up, fool? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. Man, thanks for the fucking DVD. Appreciate it much.
Thank you, man, for taking it and bootlegging, man. Just pass it around.
I'm going to bootleg the fuck out of that, man.
Hell yeah, brother. How's the weather out there right now?
Oh, fuck, dog, man. It's like that bastard movie. Man, what do you call that movie? The one with the way back in the day, man, with the wee gear clicks her heels with the red fucking shoes.
Damn.
It's just like a storm, 3-day storm's been happening over here, man. Everywhere's flooded. There's fucking trees falling down, man.
Fucking flood.
It sucked.
And we're over here still waiting for El Nino.
We're over here in a drought. So we're over here, pissed off because my neighbor left the water on.
I take 5-hour showers in Ireland, man. Just don't matter.
What's up, man? What do you got planned for Christmas?
Oh, fuck, man. My daughters are old now, so not much, son. Not much at all, dog. Fucking probably drink too much, smoke too much weed.
How's the weed out there in Ireland, by the way?
Say, and I used to import it from Amsterdam.
Oh,
so you're taking care of it.
But you got some good stuff from Morocco the other day, you said. Some little hashish.
Yeah, I get that all the time, dog.
I heard it's the best hash ever.
Yeah, nah, it depends. You have to know the right people to get the right quality, because people will tell you it's Moroccan and it's not. It's been stamped on. For it to come from Morocco, it has to go through Europe, so it has to pass through several criminal organizations, and they'll just break that shit down with like emulsifiers and things and just make 10 ounces and they fucking 50 ounces, and it's just shit. So you need to know really where it's coming from, and I do.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they cut up hash the way they do coke.
Hell yeah, dog.
They do?
That's when you get that pure shit that this fool's talking about. You just be sitting there like, oh.
I know, man. Like, so, because sometimes you get hash and you looked at it, man, what they break this up with, Hershey bar?
Man, people have been stepping on my weed for the last decade.
Oh, that hash I get, you don't even have to like, put a flame to it. You can just pull it off. A consistency of toffee.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it on TV one time when they made it, and that guy put the knife. He put the the lighter to it, and it just broke up a big chunk. And then he put it on the pipe, and it sizzled, bro.
Dude.
It made that little crack noise.
Cause that's just straight pure THC right there, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking top quality, man. Just put you to sleep at night. I need it, man. It's one of them things where I used to be involved in that business, like so, and it didn't turn out too well. But it was good at the time, man. I spent a lot of time in Amsterdam. I never made it to Morocco, but a lot of my friends did. Like, they all smuggled back from there.
Hell yeah, dog.
So that's all you do, man? You don't party hard no more?
Ah, man, it ended up... fuck Felipe. My friend got shot dead in front of me in Belfast by a terrorist organization. He was the first person to be killed by this organization against drugs. So they shot him first, and then I kind of broke out it, and then got back, and then independently, just running back and forward from Amsterdam, pre-9/11, because in Europe, before 9/11, I could literally throw a kilo under my suitcase on my flight and go and get x-rayed. I'd just get off in Belfast, man, drive down the road, and I'd have a kilo that was worth 50 times what I paid for it.
I know, man. Before 9/11, your mom can give you a hug and a kiss in front of the flight attendant before you went into the plane.
Hell yeah, that shit changed everything, dude.
Now everybody needs a ticket.
Yeah, well, that changed, and then a whole heap of other stuff happened. I had a kid with a girl. Over here, there's like two divides, Protestant and Catholic. I moved into a housing estate with her. Paramilitary organization came to me and says, no, we want you to start smuggling marijuana again. And I told them, look, man, I just about the last time I ended up, my friend went down for 8 years, man. And I was done my business. I was out working hard, man, fucking hard working, like fucking 8 a.m. to 10 p.m, man, trying to build my own business. And I'm fucking fools, man, because I've got a reputation with my hands that I can really fight, like. And it came on me, a gun shot me for the knee in the lower leg, man.
Damn.
You are Braveheart, dog.
This was a born identity.
Old fuckers, man. We just had a creeping fucking sand.
You're strong like Moroccan hash.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Fucking fools up like a soldier.
I was fucking stoned off my head to Felipe, man, and fucking I thought it was a joke. I went out to my kitchen and sat down and went, fuck me, dog. Who comes and shoots somebody with blanks? Who the fuck shoots somebody with blanks? Why the fuck would you do that? Like, I'm just sitting there and my girl's fucking screaming out in the street, man. Walked down the living room and my joint lit it up and looked down at my trouser leg, man. Went, fuck their hole in my trousers. My good jeans, man. Then realized, they're not, damn, I'm on blanks, dog.
Merry Christmas.
This is crazy, dog.
God damn, dog. First stop in Ireland is your house, dog.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, dog, man. First time.
So what you
do, Phils, what are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, man, for Christmas, man, I'm probably going to just stay home, eat some tofurkey.
Yeah.
And dabbed out, bro.
Hell yeah.
Dabs. I'm going to try dabs. But
you got no dabs over there?
Not yet, man.
Oh, man, you got to have a dab, Rodrigo.
Hell yeah, dude. You got to have that shit will set you straight, and then you can figure out what's best, that or hash.
But the best ones, man, are the clear yellow-looking ones, man. Don't get that dark one like Birdman, bro.
Black tar, baloney.
I think we're going to Amsterdam maybe this year.
Yeah.
And I know it's that you can get dabs out there, so I'll probably try it out there, like, but it's fucking weird out there, man. Them people talk funny.
They do talk funny, man.
You ever heard the Dutch language, man?
Yeah, we were just talking to Cleo.
Yeah, did you ask her to say anything in Dutch?
No.
Oh, it's like backwards, man. It's fucked up. And you're sitting in a coffee shop and it's just you and your friends speaking English and everybody else is speaking this fucked up language. You can't understand what nothing. It's not like fucking Mexican where you can learn a bit Spanish wise. Like, no, this is totally dumb, man. This fucked up language. Like, paranoid, dog.
What?
Hell yeah, man.
So you said in Ireland, there's like Protestant and Catholics. Are there still really IRA over there?
Oh, fuck yeah, dog. But they've kind of descended into like a criminal organization now.
Oh.
Where like they tax drug dealers and you could deal drugs in their area if you pay them so much a month, shit like that. Like, that's why I got out of the game, man, because once a ceasefire thing happened, they all became criminal organizations and like really big criminal organizations. It's just, they're terrifying.
It's like what else are we going to do now?
Yeah, just make money, making bank, man. That's all them guys is doing. Some rolling past in their big fucking Mercedes. Used to kneecap drug dealers, now they are drug dealers.
So, what when they showed the IRA on Sons of Monarchy dealing guns, like being a mafia organization, I didn't even know. I thought they were all about fighting the war.
No, man, no. The IRA, there was three guys caught in Colombia. You need to look it up. They were working with FARC. And it's local rumor in Dublin. In Dublin, it's basically fact. You can find this out. That the trade that was going on between them is those guys were out there. They trained them on how to set up car bombs, shit like that, all dirty shit. And in return, there was a gateway set up for smuggling cocaine into Ireland that was then distributed in the Europe. And it was worth billions.
Damn.
Yeah, they also robbed banks as well, man. They just turn over banks. In the Republic of Ireland, the bank, you know, like the truck has to take the money to the bank. It has to have like armed personnel behind it. Like the Irish military have to be there with it.
Damn, that shit's hardcore.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That's how that fucking Conor McGregor fuckers the way he is, man, running about beating shit out of people, man. It's because that's what we're all at over here, only we just do it in the streets. Smart man, he just turned it on their business.
Give us a what's up, fool?
Yeah, what's up, fool?
Hell yeah, brother. Thank you for calling, man, on the real.
Hey, my pleasure, man. It's fucking most definitely.
Thank you for calling, man, and keep pushing that DVD.
Hey, definitely. It's getting the shit burned out of it, and then it's going to put on that Facebook page. So,
thank you, man.
Hell yeah,
hey,
brother.
Man. Thank you, Felipe, man. I love all the free content, man, and everything else, man. Fucking keep doing what you're doing because you're one funny ass motherfucker. And, Rodrigo, your laugh kills, dog.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I love you, man. Thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, I love you too, bro. Thanks for the DVD, man. See you shortly.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
All right, dog. Bye.
That's cool, bro. He has like
that's awesome, dog.
An Irish. He's speaking like an Irish guy, but with LA slang, bro.
Hell yeah, it was like, cool, dog.
He say dog. That's tight, bro. Yeah,
hell
man.
Yeah, that was fucking sweet.
You're an influence, Rodrigo.
Yeah, man. You know, trying to do what I can over here with my little minutes. You know, trying to shine, man.
That's crazy, huh? Like now you remind me like of there's no the Protestants and Catholic going at each other, huh?
Hell yeah, dude.
The
that's
first
fool
that
real,
came
though.
To America from the Mayflower, they were Protestant, not Catholic, huh?
No, yeah, they were Protestants.
They were
you
getting
know.
Beat up in Europe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, running from the fucking, from the ones there in Europe.
Then they started their own, then it's funny, man, the Protestant came over here, then they started came over here for freedom of religion, but were actually witch burning.
Oh, yeah, it's funny, though, because they brought the same shit over here, dog, but just in their form, dude. Their little fucking slant to it. But it's still, dude, we're still going through shit, dog. We're, you know, fucking no porn, no titties on commercial, no cigarettes. Come on, who the fuck's that shit hurting, dog?
Yeah, can you trace your family back to the Mayflower?
Me? Come on, fool. I can trace it back to Cinco de Mayo, dog.
Imagine, dog, have you ever met anybody that can trace their family back to the Mayflower?
No, I heard the Bushes can, though.
We got a phone call, bro.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Merry Christmas, dog.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's cracking,
dog? Who's this? I'm familiar.
Oh, yeah. Hey, check it, man. I got a good story for you, man.
Who is it, dog?
This is Will. Big Will, man. We met in Jacksonville, man. Comedy Zone.
Oh, what's up, Big Will? That's up, what, Big Will? Yeah, it was this guy showed up with another fool and a guy named Tim Kidd. And I was performing at the Jacksonville Comedy Zone. And this fool showed up. He drove from Georgia to the show.
Hell yeah, dog.
And he was friends. He's friends with another guy who just had a baby named Kurt Allen. Right?
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, man. And this guy's...
Wow, you got a good memory,
fool's,
bro.
This fool straight up... This fool's Middle Eastern, bro, but he's straight redneck, dog. He's from the old school, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
He blends in where we fit in.
Hell yeah, Will Dog.
What's up, Will Dog? How you been?
Yo, everything's good, man. Just keeping the jokes rolling, bro, you know? Everything's good.
So you've been
listening to the show. Loving it.
So what's the crazy story you got, Doc?
Yeah, this is crazy. This is all shit, man. So, I was out of town, man, and I got presents for my wife and my grandma and my mother and my dad, you know. And I get them and I put them all, you know what I'm saying, in a pile. And before I wrap it, man, I'm like, I'm going to smoke this big-ass blunt, you know. So I smoke the blunt. I'm high as shit trying to wrap these presents, yo, and I fucked up and I sent the wrong presents to the wrong house. My grandma sent me a picture and shit. And it was like, thanks for the gift. We really enjoyed the fruit roll-ups and the bracelet. And it was a freaking edible panties and fucking a cock ring, man.
Trying to stay hard, girl.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
To your mom?
Grandma, right?
Yeah, grandma.
No, to my grandmother, bro. And she's so sweet, she actually sent me a thank you card and a picture of her wearing the bracelet. I was so embarrassed. My wife fucking hates that picture. Telling you, bro.
God damn, dog.
Yeah, man, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yo, Felipe, you're my fucking favorite comedian.
Thank you,
man.
Bro.
You're the best, man.
This fool hooked it up, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. There's a picture of him and Tim Kidd and Kurt Allen, and we're all like, we have these crazy-ass eyes, bro.
We're all posing with our tattoos like fucking, like vatos,
like
yo.
Vato locals forever. He was supposed to come to our show in Georgia, but he was busy.
I was busy. That's why you called me the alibi. You needed me there.
The alibi, yes. I'm going back to the Atlanta Punchline.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going back to Atlanta Punchline January 28th to the 31st. I'll be at the Atlanta Punchline.
Yeah. I'm gonna definitely check your website and make sure I make arrangements to be there, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. This fool showed up, bro. This fool's deep. he's my brother from another mother. So how you gonna redeem yourself with your grandmother and buy? You gonna buy more presents?
I gotta buy her flowers, bro. I gotta buy her flowers.
Thank you for that life alert bracelet.
Yeah, man, get her some forget me nots.
Yeah. You know, and my wife really enjoyed that gift certificate to Cracker Barrel. She was like, "What the fuck?"
She goes, "Yes, I don't have to cook."
It's okay, man. It's okay. She enjoyed herself. I'm sure she ate good. You know what I mean?
Hey,
she
man.
Never gave it back, motherfucker. I'm hungry.
Hey, man, you be cheering up Cracker Barrel with your big ass, huh?
They have bum-ass pancakes.
Yeah,
huh?
Man.
How many pancakes you eat, bro?
Oh, man.
You know what I just like
I'll
doing?
I'll show you. When you show up at the punchline, we're going out for we're going to get loaded and we're going to go for pancakes. Well, you can eat pancakes. You're
no,
vegan, right?
I'm vegan, but no butter. You know, man, what I like to do, man, you know what I like to do to Cracker Barrel? I actually go to Cracker Barrel with little Steve Danner, the little person. We used to go eat and then go get blunted out and then sit on a rocking chair for an hour.
Hell yeah, fall asleep, dog.
I'll be sitting. Hey, bro, I'll be sitting.
Forums like, what the fuck, yeah? What you doing on my porch, bitch? You know what I mean?
I know, yeah. I'll be pretending I'm a slave owner on that chair.
Welcome to Candyland.
I'll be thinking I'm on the set of Django on that chair. What's up, fool? Alibi, what's up, bro?
Hell yeah, the alibi.
Yay, yay, bro. Give me a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for calling, bro.
Hell yeah.
Don't be sending more edible panties, man.
Not for those cock rings.
You know, I'm a freak, man. I was looking forward to eating those panties, man.
A freak without warning.
Shit, you probably would have ate them before you fucking put them to the house.
You got to go commando, baby.
They should make some edibles made of horchata.
I know, huh?
All right, fool.
That's raw, dog.
Yeah, man. Later, all right, man.
Fellas.
All right, man. Happy, Merry Christmas, boys.
In a minute.
Yeah, man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Hell
Christmas.
Hell yeah, dog. Merry Christmas.
This fool's cool, bro. I'm surprised he called. He's an old friend. What's up, fool? I have a good memory sometimes.
Sometimes.
Cuando te conviene, cabrón.
I know, huh?
What's up, fool? You're swimming or what?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, Raider Dan, fool?
Raider Dan!
What's happening, Raider Dan?
Raider Dan,
what's up,
bro?
You know me, bro.
Hey, man, you've been busting out some funny memes lately, bro.
Oh, man. I'm stealing them all from you, bro. That's how I get my life.
Ah, hell yeah, dog.
I'm trying to give myself props there.
With my little prodigy over here.
What's up, Raider Dan, man? How you celebrate Christmas, man?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to fly out to Denver Saturday, brother. Got to represent the nation.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. Against the Broncos?
Yeah, man. Yeah, right on, man. The second time going up there. It's going to be tough, man. But, hey, on any given Sunday, man, they look good on paper, man. But we can do it, man. Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, man. You got to know Raider Nation, bro. You don't know the way I know Raider Nation. We might not go visit our relatives in Mexico, but we're going to go fucking Denver.
Oh, man, you got me there, man. I haven't seen my aunt in the longest. She sure lives in Victorville, bro. Hey,
that's funny, dog. My mom probably saying the same thing. It's a cabrón va a Nueva York, va a Glendale, va a Michoacán, va a Michigan, pero ahí está ley ni un día va.
Hey, did that straight out of a Boyle Heights t-shirt fit you, bro?
Yeah, bro. It straight out fit good.
Hey, bro, for being a vegan, you're a pretty big rato, bro. What do you eat, man? It's fucking vegetables on steroids? What's going on?
Yeah,
here, bro.
I deep fry tomatoes, bro. And dip them in ranch. So where did you grow up, bro? Where did you grow up at? Boyle Heights?
I grew up in Rosemead, San Gabriel, but then I moved to Boyle Heights, and I went to Hollenbeck. I went to Roosevelt. And then went to Mark Keppel, and then they were remodeling, so I went to San Gabriel. I went to 4 different high schools and didn't graduate, brother. How you like that?
Damn, bro. You're like Ronnie Dangerfield back to school.
A rebel without a car.
Hey, man, what year were you supposed to graduate from high school? 84, 87?
78, bro. Roosevelt. I was supposed to graduate at 78. I was chasing the girls, though, man, so... Yeah, didn't happen.
You sound so young, dog.
Oh, you missed out, bro. I heard that. I've seen the yearbook of class of 78, and they wanted they had the prom on a Queen Mary, bro.
Are you serious?
Back then, bro, they used to go. They used to.
I thought it was a Titanic, bro.
Yeah, man. Back then, man, they used to have extravagant proms at Roosevelt High School
with white gloves and shit, or what?
Hell yeah, bro.
Exactly, man. We had a good football team back then. Now they suck, bro. I think it's a stoner school now, man.
Yeah? Were you a stoner in high school? Or were you a disco bunny?
No, I was a rocker, bro. Like I said, I was chasing the girl, so I got some chick knocked up, and that was it, man. She broke my heart. She left me for one of my best friends, and that was it.
Merry Christmas, dog. No, I'm just fucking with you, eh?
Yeah, man, but you don't think about her no more.
Oh, man. When are you coming back to L.A., brother?
I'm coming back to L.A., man. February 20. I'll be at the Nokia Live in downtown L.A., right next to a Staples Center, man.
Oh, sweet. Gee, yeah, I know my way around. Cool, right on.
I'm sorry, but cancel that. We're going to cut that. February 20. Why do they keep saying November? What did I do November 20? Something's going to happen on February 20. February 20, bro. February 20, I'll be at the Nokia Live, man. So you didn't go to Roosevelt, huh? You went to Roosevelt?
I went to Roosevelt. Rough Riders, brother.
Hell yeah, man. You went to Roosevelt, man, back then when they had Auto Shop, when they fucking had Plastic and Metal Shop.
There you go. There you go.
Back then when Raider Dan was in high school, people, all the classes for Latino students were industrial classes because they didn't expect us to go past high school.
Gotta get ready for those factories, eh?
For real, man, if you knew Raider Dan, homies, all they had was chains that were made out of plastic, see-through. Remember those chains, bro?
They were colored, though, too. Man.
They used to make whistles out of metal.
Like molds and shit, or what, for the plastic stuff?
Yeah, the molds, bro. Hearts, and they used to buff it out.
Damn.
You got it, man.
And there used to be a woodshop teacher named Mr. Tall that was missing a finger. When that fool said safety first, he meant it.
Stop pointing at me, though.
Your memory still serves you, brother.
Hell yeah, bro. I didn't start doing drugs till now. I don't want to remember that. I don't want to forget the past. I want to forget the future.
That's right, man.
It's wild, man.
That was
so,
the ex-wife. So, yeah, I like to forget about those days, man.
Wow,
so
man.
How about the present?
So you didn't graduate from high school either, just like me, man. So you went to Kennedy. You didn't go to Kennedy High School? Or Jackson
Kennedy.
High School?
No, Jackson. Would it turn into Sunrise after that?
Yeah, man. Remember the Jackson High School, bro, for delinquents. For real, bro.
That's the truth, man.
Studying crime.
Everybody at Jackson High School had a knife that they made at metal shop in their high school.
Fucking shanks, eh?
For real.
For the turkey bowl, bro. Thanksgiving, yeah, man.
So what are you going to do? How are you going to celebrate Christmas, bro? You're going to go shoplifting, or what are you going to do?
Nah, I'm probably going to go check out Joe Coy, believe it or not, man. He's in the Ice House. He's doing a Christmas
You're going to cut that, right?
Show, Christmas Day show, man.
You going to be where?
At the end of the Ice House. Joe Coy's playing.
Wow, bro. You know,
you're going to fuck your Christmas up. Nah, I'm fucking with you, dog.
Wow, man, when you could just go watch Juan Garcia for free somewhere.
Dick.
Hey,
when you put out another DVD, brother?
Soon, bro. I'm going to come up with a sex tape first, bro, and then the DVD so the DVD can have more money.
Chilote pictures, eh?
No, I'm probably going to bootleg my own DVD and release it myself.
Right on, man. I'll distribute for you, man. You need some... Need somebody to push it, man.
I want you to push it, bro. We need those 100 people get it.
So, I'm your pusher, man.
So what's the way to down? You were like a break dancer coming up or what?
No, man.
You were getting to the PCP scene?
Oh, no, man, no.
So you never did drugs, huh?
Strictly THC, bro. Energy that comes from the ground. Everything is natural, bro.
I used to fuck zombies, bro.
Didn't come from the ground.
Hey, bro, what were you during the LA riots? Or did you participate in the rioting, or did you participate
in the stolen
goods?
I participated. I just watched on TV. That was it, man. I stayed away from there. No, man, but I remember them clearly, man. I remember when the verdict came down, and I remember saying, you know what, not guilty. It's just a matter of time. Sure enough, kept it on Channel 7, and bam, city was on fire, man. Yeah, that was bad, man.
Well, man, I did a lot of looting, but mainly my mom's purse.
Your Raider Dan sounds like a mean citizen, huh?
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? So, Merry Christmas, man. Feliz Navidad.
Good talking to you, man. Good talking to you. Always good to see you, man, live. And I always bring my entourage and, maybe give me a shout out on Instagram.
Yeah,
brother.
For sure, bro. Bring Rodrigo a lady, bro. A little 32-year-old honey. A little chola. With fresh eyebrows. And over us with a tube top is what he likes.
This one. Looking like 91, eh?
Yeah,
that's tube top with a bra, huh? With a bra.
Just ask him, bro. Yeah, exactly like that, bro. Santa
white
Maria style.
Black bra,
bam. Yes. Full lips. She has to have her.
With a black bra.
Yes, she has to have the eyebrow like a clown. Like a 32 year old with no kids, but just got out. Soft skin.
Good talking to you, Felipe. I gotta get there.
Everything.
All
right, bro.
I gotta get back to it.
Right, Dan. We sent another photo, dog. Write another prison picture for us.
You remember that, huh? hey, how can I get that podcast, bro? I don't even remember what that was. Some funny stuff, though, man.
Oh, it was.
Is it still available?
It's still available. It's still available. You gotta find it.
Okay, cool. It's
the podcast where we had his photo. We talked about it.
Right on.
All right, fool. What email it to you?
What's up, bud?
We'll send you a tweet.
Or just check out SoundCloud. Right, climb all the way to the top or the bottom.
Right on, brother. I got a shout out on your Instagram, bro.
For sure, bro. We'll give you a shout out right now.
I appreciate it, Felipe. I appreciate it, fool.
Later.
All right, Playboy. Peace.
What's up, fool?
Yo.
Yeah, man.
What's up?
What's up, fool? Who's this calling? Merry Christmas, by the way, man. Happy holidays.
Yo, Merry Christmas, man. What's up, funny Felipe? It's Kurt Allen, dog.
What's up, fool? That's the guy we just finished talking to, your homeboy. This guy just had a baby girl. You're a beautiful, healthy baby girl.
The alibi,
homie? Oh, man, my baby girl is awesome, dude. I just had her Friday. That girl is so smart already, man. She already talking, Felipe. She's already talking, man. Listen, I asked her yesterday, I said, Lorelai, I said, who's the new lady singer on American Horror Story? And she said, Gaga. I said, yes, Lorelai. I said, who sings the song Iris? Who's the dolls that sing the song Iris? And she said, Goo Goo. I said, awesome. This girl is so smart.
Hello.
I said, Lorelai, what is Daddy's favorite food? She says, Baba bacon. Thick sliced maple bacon. She's a genius, man, I'm telling you.
Damn. So what's up, big Kurt Allen, bro? This is the guy, bro. This guy right here, I met him at the Jacksonville Comedy Zone 2, but he was doing the open mic. I went over there at the open mic, you know, and I said, and I saw him right there performing, and I said, and I started, you know, man, I didn't have no weed, bro, during the day. So I said, I'll go to that open mic. Someone in the open mic got something.
You sniff around.
Then I saw his act, and his act was like Birdman, bro, like... He had just come out of the pen, so he was trying to do comedy. And I said, "Yeah, man, this guy got weed. Oh, if he knows somebody." And we ended up having a good time, huh?
Hey, let me tell the truth. We're at the workshop, and after Felipe come in, I stepped out back to smoke a cigarette. He come around the corner. I said, Felipe, man, thank you so much for coming in. That was awesome. And he was like, I'll fix and go blaze. You want to go? I said, dude, I'm on probation. Let me go grab my shit real quick.
That's right. It was like that.
Yeah.
The homie Puffy.
Have it all wrong.
Yeah, I was on probation. But I was like, yeah, hey, man, hanging out with Felipe, it'll be worth it. Even if I have to do extra time, screw it.
I'm the neighbor.
That's what it's all about, dog. What, are you going to have a regular night? Hell nah.
Hey, man, I always tell that story you told me, man, about how you fucked. Oh, my God, dude. That shit was funny how when you were, like, getting ready to get relief from the penitentiary and you were, like, stockpiling all them Sprites or Mountain Dews.
Oh, yeah, Mountain Dew. They had where you could put money on your card in the vending machines. And then, like, right about, it was about 20 weeks before I was getting ready to get out, they did away with all the vending machines. I bought me 20 cans of Mountain Dew. That gave me one for every Friday that I had left before I got out of prison.
It's going to be a Mountain Dew party?
After about 10 weeks, there wasn't no Mountain Dew left on the compound. I was like, I had the commodity, you know? And I would take it in on Friday to Chow Hall and eat my lunch. And I seen this one dude eyeball me out of the corner of his eye, like, where'd that Mountain Dew come from, you know? And I just went about my business. Finally, he had the nerve. He said, hey, man, where'd you get that Mountain Dew? I looked at him with a straight face. I said, I suitcased it through visitation.
A what?
I have a suitcase that stuck it up my butt.
What did that fool say?
Yeah, he never said another word.
You want a sip?
That was it.
A treasure chest in my ass.
I guess I should explain what suitcasing was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never suitcase drugs into prison. If I did, it'd be roofies.
Yeah, man.
I mean, not to give to somebody for me, so I just wouldn't remember in the morning.
How much do you think a Mountain Dew like that would have been worth in prison?
Yeah. It was. I don't know, man. I could have got like 3 cartons of cigarettes for a can of Mountain Dew before I left.
Damn.
Yeah, three cartons of cigarettes and a little trip from Julio or something, you know? I don't know.
That's what they
stopped. Yeah, dude, it's good to talk to you, man. What's up, brother?
Miss you too, man. Where you staying at now? In the Midwest, right?
I'm back in Jacksonville, man.
Like a soldier.
Yeah, back in Jacksonville.
Well, you still
the Comedy Zone. Still working out of the Comedy Zone. I was on the road in June, and I found out, you know, I was having a baby, and that kind of put a stop to that real quick.
That's your first baby, huh?
Yeah, dude, my first baby at 52 years old, man.
You're like Joey Coco Diaz.
I just turned 52.
And that's your first baby. Wow.
Yeah.
Life changer.
She's gonna be 18 when I'm 70, man. She's gonna hit puberty the same time I hit elderly.
Baby.
I know. She's gonna be taking care of you.
I know, man. I'm gonna be paying her lunch money, my Social Security. How the hell is that gonna work? Yeah, she's precious, man. Everything's been going good. We got home from the hospital a couple days ago and taking it day by day, fixing to go back to work soon. Life is good, brother. I started off this year homeless, jobless, carless, broke, and single.
Damn.
And now I got a job, 2 cars, the best girl ever, and a brand new baby, man. How's that for being blessed, brother?
You are blessed, man. Cause I remember,
yes, sir.
I remember when you posted that up, man. You showed up to that town. Oh, goes, man. I got a spot to do. And then when you were touring a black guy, you said we got a spot to do. And he goes, man, I'll just lay up on a couch. Anybody got a couch? I'll stay on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everything's going great, man. I'm happy for you, man. Happy for your little family.
Yes. Yeah,
and hopefully we'll do some
shows,
bro, next time I'm in Florida. Give you a little guest spot.
Yes. You need to come down Florida, man. I need to see you again. I ain't seen you since, what was it, Orlando? When I was like death. I slept through your whole set. I'm right in the front row sleeping.
He showed up on a motorcycle, huh?
I showed up with a couple of my friends, and I was like dead. I was so sick, man, but I wanted to come down there and see you, and it was crazy. Like during your set, I was just like, oh man, I was wishing I was going to die. And it's like right when you got off stage, I snapped out of it for long enough to hang out in the green room for about 30 minutes, and I was like, I felt good. As soon as we got out the damn door, I was like, oh man, I hated it. We're all the way back to Jacksonville. I don't know. Flu, cold sweat, it was horrible, but you still brought it.
Hell yeah.
I remember I lift my head up and be like, oh, that was just funny.
You had drove like 3 hours, right?
Uh-huh.
You had drove like 3 hours from Jacksonville to the show.
Yeah.
And you had to be at work the next day, I think, too.
Yeah.
Showed up like a soldier, bro.
Handle it.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for calling Kurt Allen, bro.
Hey, thank you, bro, man. Good to talk to you, man. Good luck with everything, man.
Thank
I know
you,
you're
bro.
Killing it, man.
Thank you, bro.
Hell yeah, homie.
Take All care right, of that man. Little girl,
love,
man.
Brother. I'll talk to you soon.
For sure.
Be cool.
That's tight, bro. All my people I run into from the road are calling up. Tight. What's up, fool?
Yeah, man,
so... I'm just sad, man. I'm just trying to celebrate, man. What's up with fucking Mr. Hanky, bro? Fucking Ron Flacco. Mr. Hanky,
my
dog.
Homie shit stain, dog. This fool.
Yeah, man. That fool. I never knew it. Flacco lives off junk food, huh? For real, like
he candy bars and cheeseburgers.
He wakes up in the morning and fucking drinks a bag of M&Ms and orange juice and starts the day.
He had a In-N-Out for breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that?
That's funny. When you're fat, like I'm fat, but and I know it's gonna fuck me up. But you feel like you look at people who are eating shit that'll kill your ass, like they're gonna die. Like, I'm pretty sure that fool can eat a hamburger, nothing's gonna happen. I eat a hamburger, man, I'm gonna just hate myself for the rest of the day.
Hell no, dude.
Nah, dude. Like,
I think, I don't know. I think a lot of that shit, dude, like, that you eat, you can see it through your skin and all that shit, dude.
I know. He looked like a walking patty.
Dude.
Sickle cell.
Looks like mystery meat, dog.
Yeah, man, what is that? That mystery. Don't get stingy now.
Man, you sound interesting.
You sound interesting. What's up, fool? Upcoming shows next week. On Chero Improv, Rodrigo, you ready?
Ready to rock the world on this
December
New Year's.
December 31st through January 3rd. That means, people, that we have a show, two shows on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. New Year's Day, bring the family, man. We have one show. January 14th through the 17th, I'll be at the Kansas City Improv. That's right, Kansas City Improv. Bring the steaks. I won't eat them, but just bring them. January 21st through the 24th, Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova. Rancho Cordova, people. January 28th through the 31st, Atlanta Punchline. What's up, fool? Who you got?
Oh, no, I just pulled up that one thing that you mentioned about the predecessor to Christmas, fool.
The predecessor to Christmas, people. This is the original Christmas. This is where Christmas started. We have a phone call first.
All right, let's handle it.
Krampus is calling.
Yeah, man. Krampus.
What's up, fool?
What up, fool?
Yeah, man.
Merry Christmas, bro. Welcome. Thanks Merry for calling Christmas, the What's Up, man. Fool podcast. Who's this, man?
Rory.
What's up, Rory?
Give us a little honk.
Give us a little honk.
What's up, man? How you guys been, man?
Chilling, dog.
Chilling, bro. You know us. Riding your Maseratis and shit.
You know, trying to dab like Washington's finest.
You know us, bro.
You were working on the other day, so how'd it go or what?
It was cool, dog.
It was cool, man.
He rolled up with the Maserati and the Ferrari.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Who trusts that guy with a car?
To tell you guys, man, thank you. The podcast last week was fucking pretty funny podcast.
Oh, which one? The one with Jeff Keller?
What's it, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey Keller, yeah, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. And the guys' stories, man, are always like, you can just tell they're not made up stories. You know what I'm saying? They're just legit stories. It's pretty funny shit.
Yeah, man. How are you celebrating Christmas today?
Today?
What, Christmas like Day. You gonna buy all the girls jackets? And Rory has three girls, yeah, bro. I don't even know what you guys know, man.
Yeah.
So, when you have three girls, bro, you gotta be a drug dealer too, bro. You don't buy one jacket, you gotta buy three jackets. It's not one ballet recital, it's three recitals. You don't buy one lunchbox, you gotta buy three of them.
It's mean equipment.
My wife adds up to like three of them.
I know, man.
Stop laughing, dog.
So what's up, fool? How are you going to celebrate? What kind of food is going to be at the Rory Hill household? Tamales and casserole or what?
Steak, because growing up, we were never able to eat steak. You know, that wasn't a fuck. We ate turkey and ham. Like, that was pretty raw on the regular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Christmas was the one time of year that we
have
some steak.
That sounds good, huh?
What?
Me every Christmas,
what, bro? Eating some vegan food or what?
Chinese food, bro. I go Chinese food Chinese because food? It's always open on Christmas Day. I'm probably going to have some fried noodles, some tofu, fried rice.
What?
Some best. Garlic. Garlic barbecue? No, garlic broccoli. Yeah, man.
Vegan Chinese food?
Yeah, vegan Chinese food. Most of
it.
Oh, we might have vegan pozole, green pozole for the holiday. You never know.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What kind of steaks you have, bro?
You go today, huh? What's that steak?
Quarter steaks? Do you buy it from the butcher or you go to you buy the best steak or you go to like a butcher and go, hey, man, give me some ribeye or you get it at Vons?
Yeah, there is a ribeye, man. There is a place up here. Actually, where you were at in Richmond right there. It's got a nice butcher shop. Yeah.
Rodrigo, you ready?
I'm in Yakima right now. Actually, I heard you've been Repping Yakima a couple times in the last podcast.
Yeah, man. I was in Yakima last year, a year and a half ago. Last year. What's up, bro? You ever had like a good steak for Christmas?
What not for Christmas. Nah, just like ham, turkey.
Tamales.
Tamales.
Normal.
Yeah, red, green.
Tamales, right? A lot of Mexican tamales, right?
A lot, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be like Scarface with tamales. A mountain of them.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Rory Hill, what's some of the Christmas dabs?
Christmas dabs.
Some of that reindeer wax.
Some of that Krampus chill.
Santa's hash.
I bet a lot of people are going to come up with new strands, huh, Rory? They're going to call it Santa's helper.
I got a
full
podcast stream in the works right now.
All right.
Hell yeah, dude.
It makes you laugh out loud.
Hell yeah.
Are you driving right now, dude?
No, I'm in Yakima delivering some ammonia right now, actually.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah, dude.
Thanks for calling, Rory Hill. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks for you guys, man. Great time to see you guys.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
For sure, bro.
Mad love, dude.
I'm going to be in Reno.
Reno?
In the future, yeah. Reno and, yeah, man. What's right,
well,
up, fool?
We'll meet up. Hope to see you guys live soon, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother.
I remember when I did believe in Santa Claus, bro, I waited all night, dog. I had like these, I did believe in Santa. I think up until fifth grade, I was, my dad, my mom went to church and I didn't want to go to church. And I remember I was wearing a sweater. I had like a Miami Dolphin sweater somebody gave me. It was a nice sweater. And I had cookies, pecan cookies, because my uncle liked pecan cookies. And I had like a hot chocolate and I had it saved for Santa. I kept looking, motherfucker, if you don't come, I eat it, eh?
What happened?
I ate it, bro. But yeah, man, I really thought that fool was going to show up and he never showed up.
Dude,
we don't have a chimney, man.
Well, dude, that's the
one
thing.
My dad was it, but no tenemos chimenea, cabrón. What can I need?
One story house, no chimney. I was like, what I thought. That fool ain't gonna show up here, though.
But yeah, man, there's always good food. Like, we go to my aunt's house, my tia Flora. She lives in West LA by the Olympic Auditorium in Washington. And they used to make fucking buckets, bro. Big old kettles of pozole. Food.
Are you serious? And for everybody,
old,
huh?
Yes.
With and the big old fucking.
Like, wasting gas, bro. Four of them. Four big kettles. One with tamales, one with pozole, and the other one with that champurrado, that thick-ass hot chocolate, bro, made out of cornmeal.
Hell yeah, dude. That shit stays hot, huh?
Bro. You ever had it cold? It tastes like pudding.
Ugh. It's all like, it has that like layer and shit on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's called champurrado. Champurrado. Yeah, it's thick cream of wheat. It's so delicious. But you can't really dip bread in there because it'll just kill it.
It's pretty much bread,
it's
huh?
Like sea, it's like quicksand. Polenta is so good, man. Also, we would make buñuelos. Buñuelos is like the deep fried flour tortilla with cinnamon and sugar on it. Or some people prefer honey. I prefer syrup. But yeah, we had the buñuelos with the syrup.
Yeah.
And you put it, you crunch up your buñuelo in it, and you eat it.
That oh, dude,
some good
or
eating,
fucking just
man.
Dip that shit, dude. Just like,
how about fruitcake? No fruitcake.
Nah, well, dude, I've seen fruitcake around before, but I've never liked it. I've tasted it when I was a little kid, and I was like, fuck this.
Is fruitcake like a joke to give us as a joke? I bet you my mom likes that shit.
Well, there's some people that, like, really like dude, like, kind of get fucking disturbed if there's no fruitcake there or something. They want, like, a little slice of that shit.
I had a friend who mailed all his friends, including us, one. And I was like, what is this, a joke? And he's like, no, I made those for you guys. He made fruitcake for everybody. And he was hurt.
He was all hurt.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, it's like one of those, it's kind of like this grandma stuff, you know?
Yeah,
but then some people, you know, turn into their parents, so, you know. I want to go to fucking hippie Christmas, dude.
You ever had a Christmas, bro, when you were out, when you just didn't celebrate nothing as an adult? You were done with it?
I feel, dude, I've never...
One at least?
I always feel detached, fool, because I'm not a little kid and I don't have kids, dude. So to me, it's like, it's cool to, you know, to be there and shit, but it's like, there's almost no purpose when you're not a little kid.
For yourself, bro.
It's cool, but to me, Christmas is every day, dog. What the fuck? Seriously, I know it sounds weird to say, but it's like, I haven't felt like that since I was a little kid, dog.
Every day's Christmas for Rodrigo. That's where you hear that out.
Yeah, dude. I don't understand. Like, every day should be a great day, dog. I don't want to sound like those cheesy ass fools. My life's the shit, bro. But you know what I mean?
Rodrigo goes, fuck that, bro. I had my New Year's Eve dinner in McAllen, bro.
Oh, my God, dude. That shit was bomb, fool.
Tell them, bro. We didn't even talk about it the other day.
Yeah, dude.
We're in McAllen, people. Oh, my God. We had the best of the best, if you like a meat. We had a big old plate with this guy. First of all, it came in a big piece of, like, a very rare tree, like some tree that they shouldn't be cutting. So even the tree trunk that they made this dish out of was very expensive. And they have prosciutto, cheese, nut, dates, bro.
Yeah, little pickles.
And dates.
Hell yeah.
I never had
pecans.
I never had a fruit plate.
Salami?
With dates. And like one of those fruit plates you see them like in pictures, huh?
Hell yeah.
Next to a Marlboro cigarettes.
That's the shit they eat at Camp David, dog. That shit was fucking bomb, dog.
When was the last time you had like a plate like that with prosciutto and some good stuff? Jeez.
Last time I ate like that was with my uncle, dude, like 3 years ago, dog.
Mexico?
Yeah, fool. Mexico
they get down City. In Mexico like that?
Hell yeah, fool. Well, that fool was a senator, dog, so we went to the best places, dog.
Servants and shit?
All that shit, dude. Just fucking, dude. And it wouldn't stop, fool. No, me, dog. Well, that's what we're saying right there. We were, you know, that's how you should. That's how to eat, dog.
That's how you eat, man.
Man, you gonna say, fool?
They brought Keith Manning a drink. And it was inside of a burning thing, remember?
It was smoking when he opened it up.
Was it a drink, Lisa?
Maybe a hot toddy.
It was a hot toddy.
Yeah, it was
one of those. It was a hot toddy.
They took that little cylinder off of there and just smoked and shit.
Smoked. I really thought that was my food they're bringing, bro.
Look like they're going to bring out some octopus and some shrimp out of there.
Man, it took an hour and a half for the food to get ready, huh?
Hell yeah. It was a long way, but it was good, dog. It was fucking bomb.
But you were eating prongs.
Yeah, dude. Those fucking bomb-ass shrimps. I mean, I guess they came right there from the coast, right? Some escargot and shit. That shit was bomb as fuck. What else? Oh, dude. Some fucking some peppercorn fried drizzled oysters, though. They were fucking bomb.
So that was your Christmas Eve and your Christmas dinner, huh? Nothing could top that, huh?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things that could top that, but not for right now. It is funny, dog.
Mine would have been happier there, huh?
Ah, oh, food would have been
we
over.
Want more.
Hey, you know what? We need more bread.
Some fools always say that, huh? We need more bread.
Hey, dude, you know what? Bread just gets in the way, dog.
I know, dude. When I used to go to, it's how you know you're a fool that comes from a place where you're not used to good eating. I used to go to Cheesecake Factory, bro, and I would get too full to eat the food because I ate too much bread.
Oh, dude.
Wasted my meal, dog. I would eat too much of that black bread with butter. Forget about
shit,
it.
I'm not even going to lie. I used to eat a lot of bread and a lot of food.
Well, I used to get my salad at Cheesecake Factory and then fucking get that bread after I was tired of eating it with butter. I would dip it in a ranch and then eat it out.
That's so good, dude.
Yeah, ever say, hell yeah, that's how you do it, bro.
So good, dude. I know it's medicine to your health or whatever, but fuck it, live a little.
I was good, dog. Somebody, man, I don't know who it was, but they ordered. Remember we used to go there with Mike Robles all the time, bro.
Jerry's Deli.
No, it was that Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay.
With Mike Robles, he ordered the chicken and biscuits. That shit was good, bro. Fly said he ordered chicken and biscuits every day.
Damn, every time he went there?
Yeah, every day. He said, I went there every day, dog, and I had chicken and biscuits.
Dog, y'all got those biscuits?
When was the last time you went there and tore it up?
Years, the Cheesecake Factory? It's been a long time, dog. It's been a long time.
Probably at the Miami Improv, but you didn't get tore it up, though.
Yeah, you're right, dude. That was the last time, dude. I haven't been there in fucking days.
I remember eating their food and still tearing up the whole cheesecake, bro.
Never had cheesecake there.
Oh my God, it was so good. So good. So good.
It's so rich, dude.
Oh man. It's like sugar upon sugar over sugar. Like they should even ask you, man, would you like some whipped cream with that and hot chocolate? They should ask, would you like more sugar and then more sugar?
Spoonfuls of that shit, dog.
We have a bucket of more sugar. Would you like more sugar and more butter? Oh, I love more sugar and more butter. Those are my two favorite things. Do you ever have just butter and sugar just simmer, bro, by itself?
Fuck,
it starts getting buttery and brown. And you put some bananas over it and then pour that over your pancakes. Forget about it.
It's like baking, dog.
Yeah, man. I love being fatty.
This good, rich shit is good, dog. You know what I mean? Savory. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Like some bacon. Deep fried bacon, you try that?
Nah, what the fuck? Or chocolate covered bacon? I don't get it.
They got bacon gum now, bacon vodka.
Oh my God, dog. Are you, oh fuck. How fat is he, dog?
That's funny, man. Butch Escobar, bro. A guy who praises, by the way, Butch Escobar, he's a comedian. That fool praised, he loves bacon, bro. But like 2 weeks ago, bro, that fool was talking about, he's on Facebook talking about, is it all right to rip my own tooth out?
Put a piece of broccoli in it, dog. God damn. I think
toothpicks will make you do crazy things, huh?
Fool, that's fucking hardcore pain.
I don't know
dog.
What's worse, bro. A bad, bad toothache that you know is bad, or a bad ingrown toenail?
Fuck, they're fucking treading on the same line right there, dog. Seriously, that back pain?
But one is gonna hurt no matter what. Every time you pull hot, cold water, it's gonna hurt like shit.
Or you forget you have an ingrown toenail and then you're just walking and you hit something, you graze something. Ah! Like you got shot with a sniper,
shit,
dog.
Man, when you got an ingrown toenail, man, you avoid crowds. Who's talking about? Yeah, we're going to go to Dodger Stadium. Where we're sitting at? Pavilion. Fuck that.
Hang on. Let me borrow your mom's diabetic shoe, dog.
I used to have an ingrown toenail, bro, that was bad, bro. Pretty much I started limping.
Oh, they can get fucked up, dog.
But then I took care of it, bro. Let me tell you, man, I just took air of that motherfucker, and now all my toenails grow straight.
Oh, my God. I haven't had that pain in a long time, dog.
Man, but it's worse than a toothache, I'm going to tell you, man. Because toothache, at least you can put some orange gel or put a little bit of cocaine in it, and it disappears. But a fucking ingrown toenail, it's there, bro. It's there going, hey, man, don't forget the pain word over here.
Oh, my God, dude.
Or a little baby steps on your foot.
A little baby, dog, crawls on it off.
Yeah, talking about, just taps that shit, dog.
Little Black Pete.
Trying to hold my hand.
Have you ever had an earache, fool?
Never, bro.
Oh, I've had one, ear infection.
I had a roach in my ear, dog. I've had a roach in my ear, dog.
Let me call an exterminator, bro.
I never had an earache, man.
Yeah, that's
hemorrhoids, bro, what I have, bro.
Yeah, and there's levels of that shit, too, because you can get, like, a little hemorrhoid, and you can get messed up ones.
You get that hemorrhoid, bro, that you can fill with your kneecap.
You can, not just one, fool. There's fools that get lots of them, dog.
Really?
Yeah, I had an uncle that had surgery for that shit, dog.
Oh, man, just anything in my butt, man. That's why I can never be gay, man. It just creeps me out. It hurts.
There's just an exit right here.
I know, man. That's just nasty. That shit hurts, fool. The fucking ingrown toenail.
Oh, they're
imagine having an ingrown toenail, bro, and fucking hemorrhoid at the same time.
What'd you do?
And a toothache. You're homeless now, bro. Nobody cares.
You gotta do it like homeboy, dog. You know what I mean?
There's still a lot of fools that walk in pain every day. Fool.
Hell yeah, dog.
I see them at the airport. Fools be fucking. You could just tell when fools fell off a roof out when they're walking.
You can tell, like, everybody that doesn't stretch, fool.
What's up, fool?
Yo,
Merry
hello.
Christmas.
What's up, fool? It's Brian from Chicago.
What up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
How's it going, man?
Byron or Brian?
Brian.
What's up,
Matt
Brian?
The designs on Twitter and stuff like that. I've drawn little cartoons of y'all. So.
Oh, what's up, fool? How's the weather over there? Cold as hell, huh?
Nah, man, it's about 50 degrees and stuff like that, man. We're all shocked and shit. It's all warm.
You guys are enough to protest out there right now, huh, dog?
Man, I don't even want to go outside. I don't want to leave work, dog.
That's funny he says that, man. It's a sunny day at 50. people over here at 50, yeah, man, are wearing ninja outfits.
Snuggies.
People over here
dressed. Yeah, dude, I'm about to go out there with my shorts and stuff, man.
Yeah, man. So how you celebrating Christmas, bro, or Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate?
Kwanzaa.
It's Christmas, man. Just spending the time with my family. They usually come over and, you know, just the regular stuff, waiting until midnight, open presents.
Hell yeah, bro, because that's how Mexicans do it, bro. We wait at midnight.
Fuck waking up.
Yeah,
in the
we
morning.
Can't wait, bro.
I know, dog. Like, I got, like, some families, man, they wait till morning, bro.
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. They wait till morning, man. Shit. I remember, man, my family opened our prison on Thanksgiving, bro. Nah, man. Yeah, my family at midnight, bro. And then they started making a law in my house that you got to go to church at midnight and then come back and open your present. I said, fuck that. I wake till morning.
Trying to make it a law.
Your present's still there, man.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. I remember my mom, one of my family members, just because he started going to church at midnight, my brother, I guess, one of them said, let's just all wait till open our presents after church.
He's a maverick.
I said, why don't you fucking do your homework that you asked to do for the Christmas vacation first, motherfucker.
Got the TA over here calling that fool out.
This fool, I swear, man, midnight. But it's sad, though, man, because if you open up your prayers at midnight, you're so excited, bro. You don't go to sleep till 5 in the morning. Then you get up at noon, and there's food ready, man.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
That's the best.
Yeah, all the leftovers and stuff from the night before.
Hell yeah, man, because New Year's Eve for my house, it will start at, what, 6 p.m., and wouldn't end till the next day on Christmas night. People are still eating, bro. That's the way you do it, man.
Eating for like 2 weeks straight, dog.
Eating like retard, bro.
Fuck that,
hibernation. Hibernation, this fool said. What do you gonna make over there, pozole?
Well, I'm Puerto Rican and Guatemalan. So
Andules, pasteles.
Bananas.
Yeah, tamales. We have a little bit of, lechon asado and stuff like that. So
bomb.
Yeah, both worlds, bro.
Man.
Everybody gets along, too?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is that I don't have a lot of family here, so there's not a lot of people to get, you know, it's a beast with. So everybody is all peaceful and stuff, but it's all good.
Peace, my brother. Peace this, peace that.
Who you ever had a lechon tamal?
Hell no, but I want to try one. That was going to be my thing this Thanksgiving.
I'm definitely going to try that out this year, man.
Oh, man. But you ever had lechon, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
With some little bit of rice and a little bit of beans and bananas on the side, and you put the little tomato syrup on top.
Stop, dude.
I'm glad, bomb, dude. I got to eat a lot of different types of food, man. Like, some people don't even want to try other foods.
Hell yeah, dude. It's fucking bomb, dude. Lechon's a shit.
You try other foods or just your traditional food?
I try everything. I mean, there's a lot of foods that I don't like, but, you know, I try it out anyways. I talk to a lot of people that say they don't like the certain food, but they never taste it and stuff.
Oh, like totally.
So, like, I never had my fondo.
Oh, man, that's fire, dude.
I heard, bro. I saw it on a Food Network when they were in Puerto Rico. And they were making some mofongo. You ever had that?
Yeah, I've had mofongo.
It's good, bro?
It's good, dog.
What'd you have it at?
I had it in Puerto Rico, and I actually had it in Riverside, dude. There's a little Puerto Rican barbecue spot off a hole.
And they just grind the bananas, huh?
Smash them, and then with that little garlic, like, sauce. I don't know. It's either sautéed in there, too, right? And then they fucking put the meat on the bottom.
Yeah, it's like a little volcano.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to make that vegan style, bro.
You probably can, fool.
Big fondo. So what's up, man? How long have you listened to the podcast? Thank you for being a listener.
Yeah, man.
And thank you for calling.
Man, I've been listening to, Lil Cheapo was on the first episode,
right? Oh, Lil Cheapo.
Damn, man. That fool is cheap, bro.
A new definition of cheap. Hang on, we're not going to smoke this whole blunt.
Yeah, man, that fool turn off a blunt midway, bro, and then smoke it for later and leave.
Yeah.
So what's up, fool? Where you from? I'm coming back to Chicago, man. You got to look out for us. I'm going to probably be doing a show over there next year.
Dude, that's awesome, man. We definitely checked you out when you came to Joe's Bar.
That show was badass, huh?
Man, I said, what's up to you, man? I don't know you were that tall, bro.
I was wearing high heel boots.
Nah, I said, what's up to you? You know, you're really cool and stuff. So
thanks.
You know, it was a really good show, man. I really, you know, dug it and stuff.
Thanks for calling Brian, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Hell yeah. Take care, brother. Happy holidays.
You too, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that fool Glenn sound like a gangster, huh? I like
it. Who sounded like a boss.
Like a boss, bro. Like,
handling that shit, dog.
Like when you say, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich, I'm pretty sure that fool delivers, bro.
I think he gives you a couple of them, dog. Knuckle.
Remember that's the old school. I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich. Oh, shit. This guy is the epitome of knuckle sandwiches.
We'd be handing out little buffets, dog.
Motherfucker. I don't give out knuckle sandwich. I'll be giving out fucking knuckle bites. What's up, fool? Oh, bro.
What's up, fool?
I got something for you, bro. I got you a little Christmas bonus, bro, from the podcast. Open it up.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's for being a little. So we didn't make much, but hey, that's for you, bro. That's for a little bonus.
Oh, fool. Come on, dog.
Hell yeah,
thank
bro.
Thank you for everything, dog.
Hell yeah, Rodrigo. Merry thank Christmas. You, and that's for you, dog. Maybe you could go to Mexico with that.
Never come back
now. What's up, fool?
Thank you, man, on the real,
we're
man.
Doing thank it, man. Everything. We're doing it. We're going to come back harder. We've always said we're going to come back harder.
Fool, you know what?
We're just going to come back. That's it. We're going to be consistent with the shows. Merry Christmas, Aaron.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much for engineering this shit all the time.
Wheel of Steel's over there.
Everybody at All Things Comedy Network.
Wearing that Cardinal hat like a soldier talking about. Ozzie Smith's joke. Ozzie Smith coming back, bro.
Doing backflips at shortstop.
Jack Clark. Hell yeah. Jack Clark, bro. Fucking hurt my feelings.
Hell yeah.
Fuck Jack Clark. Fuck Joe Morgan. Two people that killed our playoffs. We could have had one. Okay, man. I don't get started about the Dodgers yet, bro. It's not even spring training yet. Still angry.
Yeah, fuck Zach Greinke too.
Oh man, he went to the Phoenix Diamondbacks, bro. Ugh! That means that Magic Johnson didn't have the money. How much?
$35 million. He ain't worth 35, dog.
Nobody is worth $35 million a year. Man, you know what? The Dodgers know, they know, bro, that they can't do the same mistake they did when they fucking got Brown for $99 million. Then he got hurt for 2 years. Then he went to the Yankees.
And then did good over there.
Did good over there, got one championship. Kevin Brown, $99 million. They didn't do nothing. Nothing. All right, man, enough of that. Merry Christmas.
I got a nice Christmas Dodger sweater.
Thank you, bro. You know me, double legs, looking loose. What's up, fool? Thank you for our producer, Lisa Esparza, for editing our podcast during all year long, you know, and putting up with the stars, Felipe Esparza and Rodrigo Torres.
And the guests.
Getting here on time, getting all our listeners, and Joey Coco Diaz. That's right, cocksuckers. Merry Christmas to you. I don't work Sundays. Merry Christmas to all our listeners.
Everybody.
Happy holidays. Some of you guys, you know, be nice to everybody. We love you guys, and that's it, man. That's it.
Yeah, man. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
They say it's Christmas. That's our favorite song.